Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome along to another Wednesday morning devotional with Valley Baptist Church. I would just say it's not actually the morning when I'm recording this because I'm working nights, so not able to do it in the morning. So I'm recording this in the evening time here, and hopefully this will be played on Wednesday morning. But here we find ourselves in the middle of another week of lockdown and restrictions on our movements, and it's just amazing how we've adapted to that, how life has adapted already to that change in behaviour and how we interact with others, and how we're kind of getting used to the queues in the supermarket for food and stuff like that. And even as a church fellowship, we've had to adapt using the internet for our meetings, for church services, for these wee devotionals, and for our Zoom meeting. And in a time, you know, when we're very much accustomed to text messages, we're so grateful now for the video links, because we've maybe come to realise just the benefit of seeing a face and spending time with each other. But life is still, for a good number of us, is still busy, those of us still able to work. And even for those at home, the garden still need to attend it to. I'm out in the greenhouse again. It's lovely, wee quiet place here to just come aside and to do this wee devotion here with you. It's nice to get out in the garden, and there's hedges been trimmed, there's gardens been cut, and you know, there's fences. I don't think there's maybe a fence in the country that hasn't been painted, and apparently it's harder now to get a bucket of fence paint than it was to get those infamous toilet rolls a couple of months back, such as the people's frenzy for buying them now. And I must confess, we've all ours done there as well at the weekend, and it's nice to be able to do something like that. But I want just this morning to take you to a passage of God's word that's found in Luke chapter 10 and verse 38. And it tells us of a family, two sisters here, and well, you all know it, but I'll just read it out. Verse 38 says, "Now it came to pass as they went," that was Christ and those who were following him, "they entered into a certain village, which was Bethany, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, 'Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Better therefore that she come, that she help me.' And Jesus answered and said unto her, 'Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her.'" And we trust that the Lord will read the public reading of his precious and fallible word. But here we have this account of how Christ came to enter into a family home in Bethany. We know there's these two sisters, Martha and Mary, and we know from other scriptures that they also had a brother named Lazarus, and there's no mention of him in this short passage here. But here we have Martha receiving Christ into her house, and God, you know, had a great and amazing plan for this family, and it was only through the providence and through the will of God that the Lord Jesus came to be part of this family's life in such an amazing way. And Mary received him into her house in verse 38. And we see that, you know, evidently she wasn't prepared for such a visit, because in verse 40 it says that she was cumbered about much serving. And we might, you know, in our language today, we might say she was flustered or in a bit of a tizzy at this unexpected visitor. And she obviously, you know, hadn't made preparation for visitors coming along, and the pressure mounted on her, and it kind of got too much for her, so much, you know, in fact, that she actually gave off to Lord Jesus about her sister Mary. Because verse 39 tells us that Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus and heard his word. And I don't imagine for one minute that Jesus was sitting making small talk about the weather or about their garden or their fence. All the words of Jesus are, as recorded in the scriptures, are important words. They're precious. And as Mary sat listening at his feet, you can imagine her taking in all that Christ was saying to her and whoever else was in the room as well. And she was soaking it up and just absorbing all that Christ was saying. And you know, we have the Word of God today in our hands to be able to do the same. And Pastor reminded us there in his sermon on Sunday of how precious the Word of God is, and how great a privilege it is for us to hold it in our hands in our own language, freely available, no one trying to stop us to read it. And it's something that we should never take for granted, because it is a real blessing. But Martha, on the other hand, was busy with the hospitality to the extent that she was missing out on what the Lord was saying. And it is so easy to get distracted by things on the periphery, and they're maybe good and necessary things, a lot of them are, but through them we're maybe losing out on the best part. We can get caught up so many times with practicalities and so much to distract our thoughts and our fellowship with the Lord. And I'd be embarrassed to tell you, I couldn't even count them, how many times I've had to reread a passage of scripture when I've sat down to read God's word, because my mind has just been drifted off to other things and that needed done, and maybe worse things that didn't need done, that worldly things, and yet still they can occupy my mind whenever we should be concentrating on what the Lord speaking to us about and on. And we really need, I really need to be an overcomer in this world, to overcome the distractions of this life and the things that we come across that would take us away from that good part. But you know, Jesus answered Mary, or Martha, with compassion. This was a family whom God was going to use for using a mighty way for his own glory. None in the house knew how things were going to unfold for them in those days ahead, and how God would use this ordinary family with their different personalities for his purpose and for his glory. And I say that he answered Martha with compassion because of this, because he said, "Martha, Martha." He used her name twice. And any parent listening in to this will have unwittingly or wittingly used this to calm or direct the child at some point in their upbringing. And to use someone's name twice like this, at the beginning of that sentence, it shows to me a love and a care for that individual. It's saying, "Listen to me, be guided by me, for I care for thee." And brothers and sisters, God cares for each one of us. He cares for you today, whatever your circumstances are, whatever your personality is. If you're a child of his, he desires that we sit at his feet for a while. The other needful stuff will all get done in due time at some point. The Lord Jesus himself, while on this earth, went apart on many occasions and communed with his Father in prayer. And if it was needful for Christ, it's most certainly needful for us as we would journey through this world. For some, at this time in particular, it's a time of great trouble and anxiety. Some are seriously ill in hospital. There's families at home only able to get information from the doctors, only able to visit. Some amongst our assembly are the ones fighting to help those who are so seriously ill. And they have the cares of protecting their own family when they come home at the end of a busy shift. Some are looking after loved ones at home as best they can with little help from outside. Some are feeling the pain of recent or maybe not even so recent bereavement and coping with the loneliness in their own homes. And some are just unable to get out, who would normally be out and about, and they're feeling the confinement. And maybe, like Martha, a little stressed even amongst their own families. But God has a plan and a purpose for all of this. There's not a tear that's shed, nor a worry that's carried, or a loneliness that's felt, that God doesn't know about it. And if you're a child of God's today, be assured that he knows. For in Hebrews 5 and verse 1 says, "For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched by our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin." Christ is our great high priest, and he knows all that we're going through. I trust that today that each of you, and whatever your circumstances, will hear the Lord whisper your name twice in reassurance that he knows, he cares, and he's able in every circumstance of life. And may each of us choose today the good part to listen for a speaking voice to each of us this day. Let's just bow in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we do indeed come unto thee in the name of thy Son, the Lord Jesus, our great high priest, the one Lord who came into this world, the one Lord who knew loneliness, Lord, when he was had to draw away from thee at those dark hours of Calvary. Lord, he knew the punishment of our sin in his own body. And Lord, we realize that we are a privileged people, Lord, to have a one who cares for us and one who gave himself for us through the shedding of his blood at Calvary. And Lord, we will commit our way unto thee this day. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt guide us through it, that wherever our circumstances are, Lord, today, that we might be assured that thou dost know it, and that thou alone are able to undertake for each and every need, for those shut in, Lord, at home, for those worried about relatives in hospital, Lord, for those who are sick in hospital, for those who minister to their needs. Father, we pray that you will protect each every one and every one of them, Lord, that you will raise up the sick to health, Lord, that you will guard the homes and the families of those who are attending to their needs. And Father, we just thank you for thy word, and we thank you, Lord, that it is a living word. And we pray, Lord, that we would take time to come into the benefit of that good part, Lord, to sit at thy feet and to learn of thee and to rest in thee. And so, Father, we commit our ways unto thee this day. In Jesus' name, amen.